Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
You'd better think.
From Cleveland, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You remember when you were a kid and it would say, ooh, wee.
You going to get it?
Oh, today. The Republican National Convention got underway in Cleveland yesterday, though. It started with a ruckus when the Never Trump delegates tried to unsuccessfully force a floor vote to undermine Donald Trump's nomination. That was some drama, but it didn't compare to the controversy surrounding Melania Trump's speech. Y'all, that's all anybody is talking about right now. At first, I was like, do I have to go? No, I'm so happy I'm here. If parts of it sounds familiar to you, it should be because portions of it were lifted, let's be honest, from Michelle Obama's 2008 speech at the Democratic National Convention. Let's play it, please.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, like you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because... Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
She's like
that's
kid.
Not the same thing at all.
No,
she's like the kid who copied off of somebody else's paper and copied everything, including the name.
At the end, she said, signed Michelle Obama. Okay, I have to get this in. It's important to point out the Trump team says a speech was written by a team of writers. They say, however, Melania told Matt Lauer yesterday, I wrote this with as little help as possible. That's a quote. I wrote it with as little help as possible. Overnight, the campaign released a statement.
Is that the writer's name, As Little?
Yeah, As Little. I wrote this with as little as possible. Then that's, isn't that Michelle Obama's nickname in junior high school? Overnight, the campaign released a statement saying, in writing her beautiful speech, Melania's team of writers took notes on her life's inspirations and in some instances including fragments that reflected her own thinking. Melania's immigrant experience and love for America shone through in her speech, which made it such a success. Okay, that's what they said. There's no mention of plagiarism. There's no admission of a mistake. After hearing it, what do you think? Was it lifted?
What do you think?
Do you think it's going to make a difference?
I don't. I think it's going to make a difference to the people who don't like him. Because other people are going to go, you guys put too much emphasis on whatever. We don't really care. It's the liberal media trying to go after the Trumps and Melania.
It's not going to make a difference.
I agree with Don. And Don, nope. I don't know if you saw this, but some people on Twitter were saying, well, Michelle borrowed from Elizabeth Dole. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to find that. But, they're not going to. I agree with Don 100%.
No,
it's not going to make a difference to those who are
not going to make a difference
to Trump supporters. No.
Here's what I think
because
it'll make a difference.
It'll make you dizzy.
To people who he needs to add, right, especially with certain demographics, when your whole thing, raison d'etre, or one of the reasons that you're running is because you say Hillary Clinton is untrustworthy. So, and then you have a speech where someone is talking about to their worst political rival, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, their worst political rivals, someone whose morals and abilities that they question all the time. And then you lift or plagiarize that person, you quote that person, and then you don't do it. I mean, to me, that's just, you know, that's beyond. But to, you know, the people who are supporters of either campaign, right? They're going to think what they
Joy
they're
Reid said
think.
It wouldn't hurt. It's not going to hurt, but it's not going to bring in new people. Just
it's
like
not going to bring in new people.
It's not going to bring anybody new.
But it's not going to hurt, huh?
No, but I think it's going to. I think it's going to make a difference in the campaign, because if you look at the reporting this morning, everyone is dodging, and even Paul Manafort, who is the big guy, is throwing Melania Trump under the bus, saying she added those lines, and everyone's like, well, you know, they're all pointing, you know, that way, pointing nigh. Oh, nope, they did it. Nope, she did it. So I think it may make it for a shakeup in the campaign, because, listen, the most important person outside of the campaign is, guess what, his wife. And so, you know, that's one of the ones where you take the you throw yourself under the bus for. You don't throw the candidate's wife under the bus. Mm-hmm. So I think there may be a shakeup from this.
Next thing you know, they're going to be saying, Robin Thicke told me.
No, the next thing you hear, next thing you know is Donald Trump's going to say, the plagiarists, they love me.
They love me.
The plagiarists, they love me.
I love the plagiarists.
Y'all saw the Twitter thing, right? The Melania Trump, whatever.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Doggone it, it still won't make a difference, huh?
Yeah, well, let's see what happens today.
All right.
I got to get up early now and go down to the convention hall.
Oh, no.
No, I don't have to, but I'm going.